dire first half, as far as we're concerned. Unfortunately, we sharpened up a little bit second half, but for why we were so lacklustre in the first half, I'm not quite sure. Whether it's because of the result last night, where you know all the players relaxed after the Newcastle loss against Saracens, so we were mathematically safe, I don't know. But it was disappointing because there's a lot of players there playing their last game for the club, and we needed a good performance. First half, 18-6, oh dear, it was pretty poor show, and there wasn't anybody on the field there I felt that really stood out for me and had the sort of urgency that we would have expected. So a little bit of a team talk was required at half time, and then I left them to it. I had to make one or two changes just to sharpen up a little bit and get a bit of urgency. Sean Perry helped with his leadership and very combative attitude. I thought Danny Gray came on and actually ran the game plan, and actually had a good game. We had some good shape in the second half. And Tevita wasn't on the game today for some reason, so Bruce Douglas came on and you know, gradually as we filtered the replacements on, we had that energy urgency. We suddenly started to realise that by holding on to the ball in rugby, you can actually score some tries. And we scored two very good tries. So we restored a little bit of pride in the second half with two great tries. And we actually won the second half, I think 10-7. But going 18-6 down was too much, really. So, don't know why, but at least we finished the second half better than the first.
From what you're saying, I mean, no doubt some people will say, obviously, four stalwarts of the club, it's their final home game, and the emotion got to some, but would you say that's an excuse? That's not a reason for the performance?
Well, it's not a reason, not really. No, I would expect them to be really up for it, and everybody, you know, the ones that are leaving to be up for it, and the ones that aren't leaving to really put on a good show to send those players off in the right way. Having said that, I think we were poor in the first half, but London Irish were really up for it, and they seemed to be very enthusiastic, excited about playing, and played some good stuff, actually.
In commentary, we were saying we envisioned you stripping the paint off the wall at half-time, really. Yes,
it was a bit of that, yeah. I moved out before I said too much, but that was an embarrassment. And I said, you know, I just said that the players couldn't hold their heads up in the clubhouse afterwards if we had another 40 minutes like the first 40. And they knew it, but I just had to get off my chest. But I didn't have to say it because they knew it. They knew it was a bad one. But second half, I say, look, we looked a different team. If we'd have played like that first half, then who knows? And I thought we played some very good rugby second half.
But obviously, halfback was a concern. You changed the pair of them.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think Sean for his leadership. I mean, Johnny Arns is a very good player, but Sean is—he grabs that pack of forwards, particularly by the scruff of the neck, and he's combative, and he's been captain over the last few weeks, and his leadership was critical in that second half, just to whip people up a little bit. And it wasn't one of Goody's best days today. A lot of inaccuracies in his game today, and Danny Gray, you know, had to make that change at half time. And Danny Gray came on and fizzed about, and you know, he generates a bit of excitement and enthusiasm around him. And we looked a pretty good attacking side in the second half at times.
I'm sure the two incidents aren't linked, but of course Dale gets himself knocked out in his final home appearance, and after that, you probably had your best 10-minute spell immediately after that.
Well, with Matt Kovesic on the wing and Ben Gulliver in the back row, yeah, it worked out quite well, but. It was a great shame for Dale. Not the best way for him to finish a home game, but he's okay. He looks to be okay, which is the most important thing. But yeah, Rabbi came on and you know had a few nice little trundles. So yeah, I think the bench gave us a bit of energy in the second half, and I was a little bit more happy with that one. And I must admit, it's restored my mood a little bit after the half time.